And we're going to move right from Charles Brown, who a pretty amazing artist, to another pretty amazing artist, because we got him right here in the studio, Ann.
Yes, only we know this one personally, Gordon Thorne.
Yeah, isn't that great to have him back aboard? He's been tuning up as we're listening to tunes. And Gordon, I want to welcome you back to the Roadhouse.
Oh, thanks for having me, Buck. Ann, nice to be here.
You've been a busy guy.
I'm a busy man.
I mean, besides your day job, you've been busy. You've been busy with workshops all winter as well.
Yes, I've been hosting a Tuesday evening workshop at Moondance, a little guitar workshop, and it's been going really well. I've been having a great time. Some regular visitors have been stopping in, and some occasional folks I never had met before, and it's really been fun.
And Moondance, that's right in downtown Lutzen.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a little coffee shop right in Lutzen.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful place to do it. And people come in, grab a cup of coffee, and Sonia's been nice enough to let us use the space down there. It's really been, it's been a lot of fun. I'm going to do it through the end of March, and next year we'll see, you know.
Anybody can show up?
Anybody can show up. It doesn't cost any money.
You don't have to play.
Those of us who don't play guitar can come and just listen.
You can just come and hang out.
Yeah.
And it's just been a lot of fun. You never know what's going to happen as far as who, you know, whether there's going to be people that are interested in playing are going to show up, or whether it's going to be listeners, or once in a while, nobody shows up. And I sit and practice for a couple hours, and I go get something to eat and drive home.
Well, there.
I'm on my way home from work anyway, so it's really been working out well.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, what else have you been up to lately, Gordon? You've been playing a lot of music out in the county?
I've been playing a lot in the county. I've really been having a good time this winter. You know, I got my kind of a regular thing at Bluefin on Friday nights, which I'll be there tonight. And I've been playing back at the Gunflint Tavern over the last 4 or 5 months, and I kind of hadn't played there in a long time, and been having a great time doing that. And I think I'm going to continue playing there, you know, around once a month for a while, and that's been really fun. And you know, I just really enjoy being able to play around here, because I like playing for my friends more than anybody. You know, it's really fun.
You know, our listeners should be aware that you drove the 30 miles or whatever to get here to play, and then you're going to have to go back to Tufty to play Bluefin. What time do you play there?
8 o'clock.
Okay.
So I even got a burger in between.
Okay.
I got no problem.
Perfect. Yeah.
You're not going to starve.
I'm not going to starve. No, I was just, wheeled in. You know, you get up in Cook County and there's a lot of celebrities up here, you know. And
you're one of them, pal.
No. I mean, the Cook County residents. I mean, I'm having a quick little something after work today, and I run into Bernie Kukar, and all of a sudden you start talking sports, and you know, pretty soon I'm looking at the clock in the car going, you know, I'm going to be a little late.
Yeah. But, and Bernie, of course, has been an NFL ref for I don't know how long, head of the umpires, isn't he?
Yeah, he was, but we were talking hockey.
We were talking
state high school hockey.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that time of year again.
He's versatile then.
Oh, he's a big fan.
And so are you.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan. Yeah.
Well, we're a big fan of listening to you play. What have you got in mind to start off with tonight?
I like to keep it topical.
Okay.
I know. I like to keep it topical, so... I like to keep in tune, too, if I can. I got a rogue. This 12-string's been in the car all day, and it's got, there's something in here that's not cooperating. There we go. Well, you know, I was listening to the interview they just had with the fellow with the Fulton
Ryan
Beer
Pets,
Company.
Yeah.
What was his name? Mark?
Ryan.
Ryan. Anyway, it was interesting to listen to that, and I was thinking, well, I'll have to do this little Memphis Slim tune. I'll try it here.
Okay.
Went into a little beer tavern, showed a girl a nice time. I went in with $80 and then I left without a dime. Wasn't that a beer drinking woman? Oh, don't you know, man, don't you know? She was about the beer drinkingest woman and I ain't gonna see her no more. Yeah, we went into this little brew pub, get a little beer. Shit, I gotta take a walk about. When I get home, I want some more beer. Oh, I wasn't that a beer drinking woman. Oh, don't you know, man? Don't you know? Oh, Lord, she's a beer drinking this woman. And I ain't gonna love her no more. Yeah, we went into that little joint. She had to take a little walkabout. Said, when I get back to my table, I want a pitcher of Imperial Stout. Oh, that's a beer-drinking woman, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Don't you know, man, and don't you know. Oh, she's a beer-drinking woman. But I ain't gonna love her no more. $80 and I left without a dime. Wasn't that a beer drinking woman? Oh, don't you know, man? Don't you know? Oh, she's about to beer drinking this gal. Oh, Lord, and I ain't gonna be loving her no more. Popping it up. She drinks that stuff through a straw. That's tough. But that's enough. Oh, she's a beer drinking gal, and I ain't gonna love her no more. Yeah, we went into that little joint. She took a little walkabout. She said, when I get back now, Daddy, I want a pitcher of Irish Stout. Wasn't that a beer-drinking woman? Mm-hmm. Don't you know, man, don't you know? She only drinks that micro-brew stuff and making me broke. Oh, she's about to beer-drink this woman. And I can't stand to love her no more. No, it's driving me crazy. One more time. Love her no more.
Oh,
that very was, nice.
That was great.
She's been driving me crazy.
I wish everybody out there listening could see our small change host, DK, in the other room, bopping and jiving. And he's having a ball just like we are. That was just wonderful.
That was awesome. $80, that would be a lot of beer.
Well, you know, that's what happens. You drink, you know, when they drink in Bud Light, it's cheap, you know? But this this microbrew stuff drives you to the poorhouse.
You know, I've noticed when you come in, whatever topic we're on, you can find a song.
That's the name
for
of the
it.
Game, Buck.
You yeah, know, I guess so.
You know, it's a service industry.
Yep. And I just would like to know, how many of those lyrics are actually in the song?
None of them.
Okay.
No. Not Imperial Stout, for sure. That's great.
And Ivory Stout.
Very fun.
Wasn't that another one of them?
Yeah. I don't know where I went.
You know, we were listening like everybody. They weren't able to watch you play. Ann and I can watch you play that guitar while you're playing. It's what a treat. Can you Thank tell you. The folks a little bit about your guitar and how you play?
Well,
some folks may not have seen you
this
yet.
This is a 12-string guitar. For those of you at home, this is a 12-string guitar, and it's tuned quite low. It's tuned quite a bit lower than your average guitar. So it's that's a B instead of an E. So it's very low tuned, and that's the way that the old fellers used to play them. And so this guitar, I had a friend of mine down in Madison, Wisconsin, builds these, and the guy's name's Todd Cambio, Fralini Guitars. I'll put in a plug for Todd. He builds these old style guitars that are fantastic, and this is the guitar that introduced me to Todd, and since then he's built me another one, it's a 12 string, and that's just kind of played in that old kind of blues style where you just mess around.
You know, the neck of it is really beautiful. It's got a mother of pearl, I believe, inlay
this
star
here? Yes, the circle,
which looks
and the
remarkably like the Fulton beer
oh
logo.
that is true. I, you know, maybe I could get a I maybe what was that guy's name again?
Ryan Pett.
If you're listening, you know, we might be able to work some kind of sponsorship deal here.
I think Anne's just getting thirsty.
Well,
that too.
She's noticing. Yeah. She's thinking about the beer. So.
Get your tongue hanging out.
Oh, but yeah. I
like
even
Lazy Bill Lucas used to say. Lake Street Liquor, this is Bill Lucas. I want you to deliver me a case of Fox Deluxe, ice cold, and make it snappy. My tongue's hanging out.
That's funny. Oh, wow.
So, Gordon, what was this red circular thing that was clipped to the end of the...
That's just telling me if I'm in tune or not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should get one of those.
That's a cheater.
Great idea,
you
know, Buck.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, you had to do it by ear. I'd still be in here trying to get this thing in tune.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
it's
wonderful.
It's pretty close now.
Well, play us another beer song.
Oh, let's see.
Drinking song.
It doesn't have to be
no,
a drinking song.
It could be about snowmobiling, crime.
Oh, yeah. You got the guy with the iron dog. I missed that today. That sounded like it was going to be great.
That's a great film. If
what
you get a chance
what a story.
To see
I mean,
it.
I didn't get to hear the interview, but yeah. I heard it this morning, what you were going to talk about.
Yeah.
That sounded pretty good.
You can hear it on our website next week.
Ah.
And on, see it at North House in the upcoming either March or April. They're going to announce when they're going to show it again. They have it there. Yeah. Uh-oh, we got something coming, I think.
Good.
This tune, I learned off a record I had way back a long time ago that was called Territory Bands. And Territory Bands were bands that traveled around certain territories and never really went, you know, big time back in the 30s. So they stayed around. If you were a Territory Band in Kansas City, you might have gone to St. Louis once in a while, but really you stayed pretty close to home. And there was a guy that had a record label called the Origin of Jazz record label, and he had a whole series of these territory bands, which were, they didn't record a whole lot, and anyway, this is one by a band called Zach White and his Chocolate Bo Brummels. It's called I Ain't Got You, it's called, And what gets me thinking about it is the other night I was talking with a carpenter, and he was talking about that he had just built a Morris chair. And I said, you know, I got to know what a Morris chair is, because I sing a song about a Morris chair, and I got an idea that it's kind of like an old-time Lazy Boy, but really, what is it? And that's what it was. It was an old-time Lazy Boy. But this song mentions the Morris chair, so it dates it. It's pre-Lazy Boy. I like this. Most of my tunes are pre-Lazy Boy. Pre-Naugahyde, pre-Lazy Boy. This was Mohair. This is from the Mohair Morris chair era. I got a dog. I got a cat. I got a great big two-bedroom flat. Seems like I got everything, except I ain't got you. I got a rug, old and rare. I got a great big Morris chair. Seems like I got everything, baby, but I ain't got you. Well, now what good is that Morris chair when it was made for two? What good is this heart of mine? Lord, my days are long and blue. So hang that dog, shoot that cat, sell the car and rent the flat. I don't want them. Well, if I can't have you, a great big Morris chair, but they don't mean much, baby, because I ain't got you. Yeah, I got a dog. Yeah, now I got a cat. I got a car and a two-bedroom flat, but they don't mean much, because I ain't got you. What good is that Morris chair? 'Cause it was made for two. What good is this heart of mine? Lord, my days are always blue. So hang the dog, shoot the cat, sell the car and let's rent the flat. I don't want them, because I ain't got you. I don't want them, baby, because I ain't got you.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you, Gordon Thorne. That is fun, isn't it?
I like that one. I bet there are a lot of songs titled I Ain't Got You.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I was, you know, there's the one by the Yardbirds.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were going to break into.
Well, you know, I could maybe go there next time.
You could.
You know, we have a lot of great events in Cook County. And we've talked about this often, that it's hard to find a weekend when there isn't a lot of fun things to do here in the county. And Gordon has developed an event of his own that's going to be happening in April, and we're sure, I know the whole county's appreciative of that. It's a big job to start something like what you've done. Can you tell the folks a little bit about it?
Well, yeah, I can tell you a little bit about it, because I'll always take the opportunity for a cheap plug.
There you go.
And, I call it the Fingerstyle Masters Weekend, and we host it usually in the second weekend of April at Bluefin Bay Resort, and it's really turning into quite an event.
Is this the third year, Gordon?
Third year, okay. Yeah, and it's starting to, you know, get some legs. I feel like, you know, I know that I've already had people emailing me asking when it was going to be, so I've gotten a lot of return people, that are students, let's call them, or applicants or whatever. And last year we had Mary Flower. We started out the first year with Phil Haywood and Steve Call. Last year I brought Mary Flower up, and that was a ball. She was great, fun, and she put on a great show, and she was a great instructor. And this year, I kind of am going to a little bit of a different thing than just your ragtime and blues player. And this guy's a little more of a Nashville player, although he does play, he is pretty well versed in that old country, rural music too. But this guy plays more in, you know, that Merle Travis and Chet Atkins style. And he's really good at it. He's recently relocated back to Minneapolis. His name's Jim Olschmidt, and he for many years was living in Arkansas. And he's a great teacher. He's really a fantastic player, and he's a good friend too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to play this year. We're going to play a whole set of duets. So it should be fun in the concert. And we're both going to teach and. So it should be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a little bit different as far as, you know, we're offering something different than we have in the past. You know, Phil plays a really interesting style, and then Mary plays quite a bit differently than Phil. And here again, we got somebody that's in a whole different genre, but it all fits together. You know, I mean, we all steal from everybody, and he's going to be a great presenter. I know that. So anybody that's interested in a nice weekend of finger picking and learning a bunch of new stuff and then catching a great show, come on down to Bluefin. It's a cheap entertainment, and we'll be there on the workshops all happen on the 13th of April, Saturday the 13th, and the concert is that evening. And we'll be playing in the bar the night before.
Well, we've been so appreciative that you've brought these folks into the studio here for the Roadhouse.
Yeah, which I hope to do again. I'll have to book that while I'm here.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, us now in the music business, you got to book like so far in advance. I mean, it drives me crazy. You know, how do we know what we're gonna, you know, you want to play in some bar someplace? You got to book so far in advance anymore.
We're still a fairly flexible.
I would say
here
not
at the
to
Roadhouse.
Worry, Gordon. You're in.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right. Good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned, you know, this is the third year, as you mentioned, rather, and it's been so successful. It's hard to get an event going.
It is.
It's
a lot of risk involved.
There's
a
risk.
You spend a lot of time, but you know, it's like to me, if it's not some smashing success, it doesn't matter, because as long as we can make it happen for whoever shows up has a good time, that's all that matters to me.
Well, and I want to jump in and say thank you, because the first 2 years Gordon donated the proceeds of this thing to
WTIP. And again this year. Oh yeah, that's kind of the whole idea. You know, I'm doing this, you know, it goes to you guys.
Well, that's wonderful.
You know, that's just so long as I get that one extra play a week of that, you know, that one cut that Matthew likes so much, as long as he plays that.
Red Hot Kisses.
I think he's got something else in mind to play here,
good.
Man.
Okay.
Oh, well, I don't.
Let's do it.
I'll go to a little six-string guitar. Thank you.
rocking chairs got me. Cane by my side. Hand me that ginseng before I tear your hide. Can't get from this cabin. Going nowhere. Just sitting me here grabbing the flies around this old rocking chair. My dear old Aunt Harriet, up in heaven she be. Swing low, sweet chariot, for the end of my trouble I see. Old rocking chair gets it. Judgment day's here. Chained to my old rocking chair. Judgment day is here. I'm chained to my old rocking. Chained to this old rocking. I'm chained to my old rocking chair.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
So we went from a drinking theme to a chair theme. Is that
chair
correct?
Chair theme, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for noticing.
Boy, I think we better let him go before we get to the beds.
Well, there's
this
a logical
is a family,
progression.
This is Buck, a family program.
We drink, we sit, well, then what?
I don't know
we
what
sleep.
There you go. We've been listening to Gordon Thorne, and Gordon's going to be playing down at Bluefin tonight. That's, of course, in Tofty. And starts at 8 o'clock, I believe, Gordon?
8 o'clock, yeah.
And
this guitar should be in tune by then.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, no, you're going to move it. You're going to move it again.
That was a bad one.
Yeah. Gordon, as always, we want to thank you so much for joining us here tonight.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Gordon. Great to have you.
And for making the ride in and the ride back out. So we appreciate it a lot. And once again, Gordon's going to be heading up an event the 13th of April. Is it the 13th? Did I get that right?
April.
And that's going to be flat picking guitar?
Finger picking.
Excuse me, finger picking guitar weekend. And it happens again down at. Have you got something there?
No, I'm getting it on the master schedule now.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
She's got her book out and she's ready to write it down. So we wanted to get that. But if you get a chance to be there, you should be there. Maybe tonight at Bluefin.
Yeah, that would be good
not?
Too. Yeah.
That would be good. Well, we want to thank you so much, Gordon.
Thank you.
And I hope that you'll come back and see us again real soon.
I will.